This is the June 26th meeting of the PMB Governance Committee. I'm George Ryder. I'm serving as chair pro tem of the meeting. I think the first item on our agenda is to call the roll. Is there anyone who wants to serve as secretary pro tem? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the roll. Sharam Agamir. Lydia Brazon. Mal Bernstein. Vanessa Briggs.
Hello?
I'm right here, yes.
Okay, Nancy Henschel. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Pat Logan.
Here.
Tony Norman. George Ryder, I'm here. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm here, George.
Tracy Rosenberg. Maniha Saba. I may not be pronouncing that correct.
Manijay.
She said she was going to be out of the country.
Manijay Saba? Okay, good. Dina Pollard-Sachs. John Wenger.
Here.
Jane Zara.
Here.
Okay, that's 9 people. We have a quorum. We have 15 people on the committee. 8 would be a quorum, and we have 9. So,
George, may I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Sure. Now, this is Vanessa Dixon. You called Tony Norman's name. I wasn't aware, I mean, and Jane Zara can correct me if I'm wrong, that Tony was on the committee, unless he's a holdover from some previous election or something.
He wasn't on the committee last time, and I'm just going by what's on the list that Otis put out. So,
okay, I'll double check the station.
No, wait. If I may add,
I think he's on the PNB, and
Tony said that he was elected by the PNB as the chair of the governance committee for the PNB.
Huh.
Well,
I found that interesting.
He can't be elected as chair of the governance committee.
Oh, he said he was elected to serve.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm hallucinating.
He said not chair. He said elected to serve.
So the procedure is that there are 5 members who are elected by PMB, and they're elected as members, and there are 10 members elected, 2 from each OSB, so there are 15 altogether, and then the committee sets its own chair.
Okay, so to your knowledge, Tony was elected by the PNB to be on the governance committee?
I presume so.
Okay, we'll double check it. I won't take up any more time. I was just curious. Thank you.
Okay. Let's try to set an agenda. I'll take suggestions.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you.
Excuse me. Just making sure it was on.
Who's that speaking?
It sounds like Tony Norman from D.C.
Okay. I don't recognize all your voices, so for a while at least, please say your name before you speak. Yeah, go ahead.
And also your station so we can learn it.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so 2 issues I'd like to see is, number 1, the election of officers for the committee. Number 2, a timeline for bylaws amendments. And in relation to the officers for the committee, I would also like to see us take up either, you know, tonight, just to put it on the agenda that we can take up later, is the issue of a process codified in a policy for electing officers on committees. Thank you.
Okay, Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, Vanessa.
I'd like to, I'm new to the committee, and if you guys could spend a couple of minutes just sort of reviewing what the purpose is, just so I have, you know, better grounded in what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay. We'll put that first, I guess, before the other items.
Thanks.
That's all right with everybody else.
All right, Lawrence.
Lawrence, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. I can't hear you.
I'd like to put the elections on the agenda. The Pacifica national elections. Not the national elections, but the elections for all stations.
Yeah, the elections of delegates to the LSPs, you mean?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got that. Anybody else? Anyone else for agenda items?
Yeah, John Wenger to the queue.
Okay, John, go ahead.
It seems to me that given that bylaws are critical, we should look at them more than once a year. So I think that we should open up the timing to pass bylaws.
I think that's what Lydia had in mind with timeline for bylaws. Lydia, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that's...
I thought you meant when to schedule them one time. I'm proposing to schedule them more than once a year.
Okay, but I'm saying once we put that on the agenda, the issue of bylaws, then we can recommend other bylaws to redefine it since how often they happen is already in the bylaws. So.
Okay. Just want to make sure we have the flexibility.
Okay, so is there anything else? Anyone else wants to put on the agenda? Okay, here... I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Are you... Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
I heard a woman... Yes, go ahead. I heard a woman's voice. Who was that?
I don't know, but I'm muting again. This is Lydia. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who shouldn't?
George, may I speak?
You have something else for the agenda, Lawrence?
It relates to the agenda. I believe Vanessa asked us to delineate an idea of what the purpose of the committee is.
If I don't hear anybody else suggesting agenda items. So what I have is an agenda so far is begin with the purpose, talk about election of officers for the committee and the process for that, timeline for bylaws, and discussion of national elections. John, is that you?
Yes. Have we settled on a meeting date, a time of this committee? I was going to propose that for the 4th, but apparently that's not available, so we should choose some time that...
Okay, I'm going to add that to... Yes, yeah. Definitely. I'll add that to the queue.
Bob Lederer, WBAI for the STEC.
Okay, Bob.
I'd like to propose a time certain ending of 10:30 Eastern for this meeting.
That's how seconded it needs to be.
That's usually standard. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, we'll have a time certain for this meeting at 10:30. Okay.
Pat for the staff.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Pat.
Pat, go ahead.
WBAI. I'd like to say that I think that the Pacifica elections item should go before the bylaws because it's more urgent.
Lawrence for the stack.
We can reorder things. So the suggestion is to do them in the order of election of officers for the committee. Pat's suggestion is to move the national elections discussion up.
Before the bylaws.
And then to discuss the bylaws after that. Yes, that's your suggestion. So is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, then that's the sequence.
I'm sorry, I object. I was on mute. I didn't know.
I'm sorry, who is that objected?
Lawrence from KPFK.
Okay. Pat, do you want to speak to it, your reason for it, and then I'll let Lawrence speak?
Well, I just think that elections is very urgent at this time because of the finances and because of the necessity to have the elections. And I just think it's more urgent, although the bylaws I'm not saying it's not equally important, but I just thought elections should be first.
Lawrence, do you want to speak?
I completely agree with Pat. I just the reason why I raised it was for the same reason that Pat just did, but also because the elections are kind of going to blend into some of the discussion I want to have about the bylaws amendment.
Okay, so
that's the only reason I objected to it.
So I hear no objection then to Pat's suggestion to move national elections up before discussion of the bylaws and amendments to the bylaws. Okay, good. So are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Lawrence, you wanted to speak to the purpose of the meeting?
No, George, I think you're in a better position than I am. This is my first year on the governance committee, so I'm in the same boat as Vanessa is. So.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to download to get the bylaws up quick enough to be able to sort of read the section about the governance committee, but I haven't succeeded in that yet. But I'll keep working on it.
Want to go to another to something else and then come back to that?
Let's do that. Is that okay with you, Vanessa?
Yes.
Okay. So the next item is the election of officers for this committee. I listened to the tape of the last meeting, and there were officers elected by the people there. Lydia has suggested that that's an improper procedure. That in fact, what we've been following as procedure is that the whole committee gets to vote on who the officers are. So it's not just the people who were able to show up at that particular meeting. Lydia, do you want to make a proposal or speak to it further?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I'm not on mute. Okay. The long-time practice has been to send out ballots to the entire committee. People are nominated, and people can write statements or make statements. And then they vote and they send the ballots to admin@pacifica.org. And then they have observers from, you know, whatever observers want to be there. So presumably from all sides of the aisle. and then the votes are counted, by STB, which is what the bylaws mandates in terms of how we count our ballots. And so as far as I have known, and I've served on the PNB part of 204, 205, 206, 207, 2011, 2012, George, you served in the years I was on the board as well. And as far as I know, that's how it's always been done. And it has been done on the committees I'm concurrently on, such as elections.
So your proposal is to conduct the election now, that is to say, we'll accept nominations for chair and for secretary.
And a lot of exactly.
And the vote on that would be done in the way you just suggested.
That's right. I also wanted to point out that because there were changes with the notification of members, and I received an email, which I can forward when I get home, that was, for example, the reason I was not notified of the meeting, and that may have happened to others as well for that last meeting. And so, for that additional reason, I recommend that we take this up again.
Okay, so I'm going to take that as a motion, and it's on the floor to be discussed. Lawrence?
The audit committee, along from KPFK, the audit committee just had a successful election with the method that Lydia is referring to, with sending the ballots to email to members of the committee, and then voting and emailing the ballot. I mean, there was a process that was really transparent and also had a lot of integrity, where, you know, people's vote wasn't disclosed or anything like that. So I support Lydia's motion.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to speak to it?
Pat?
Pat, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if, yes, we're hearing that it's been the usual procedure. Is it mandated by the bylaws that we have elections that way on a committee?
You know, I've just got the bylaws up, and I'm looking through it.
This is Lydia.
Good, Lydia. Speak to that. I can't answer.
I don't believe that it's specified about the committee, but usually the committees do what the PNB does. But I'm just saying that has been the practice, and so as an additional issue, as you know, I mentioned that we should probably codify that into a policy. And this is the first time it's ever been challenged that I know of. So I recommend that we develop a policy to codify what has been the practice for years. And okay. By the way, that email transmittal, I want to clarify, is an attached Word document. So that what is counted is not your email with your name on it, the attached separate document with no identification is what is actually counted, so as to preserve secrecy.
Right. I think Lydia is correct. I'm trying to remember if there have been any exceptions to that, and I can't. So I can't say that there haven't been any. But it is certainly the sort of standard procedure. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it strikes me that it's overly bureaucratic and it's very cumbersome, because Lydia's just raised the bar on another notch, saying you can't just send an email saying I vote for X. You have to send a Word document to say you vote, which contains the statement you vote for X. It's awfully cumbersome. This is just a committee. I think that the people who participate in the committee should be the ones who do this. Pacifica is famous for its arcane attempts to manipulate elections, and I think we should just do it openly and vote. I mean, what's the big deal as to, you know, why do we have to have secrecy about a ballot for a committee that just talks about governance and is largely ignored by the PNB? It's such a small deal that we don't need that kind of infrastructure, which is cumbersome and slows us down. And by the way, we're already in June, and we only have half a year left. So I would say let's get on with it and do some work, and let's keep things light and simple and agile, and have the committee chair be elected by the people who actually attend. We may have in the future, many of these people may vote by their ballots, choose a chair, and then never show up again.
And vice versa.
Well,
that's true.
I mean, one of the things that's happened is exactly that. Are you suggesting that we choose the chair at every meeting?
No, I suggest we chose the chair last month, and let's just move on with it, because it's not that big of a deal. And I think that by having the meeting cut off at 10:30, and now we're going to spend a bunch of time electing the chair in a second meeting, it's an attack on process. We should just move on and do some work.
Bob, go ahead.
Okay. I see it quite differently from the last speaker. There's a long history, as was said earlier, of Pacifica committees electing chairs in this manner. It's not arcane. It's not complicated. It's simply sending an email with an attached Word document that almost everyone these days can deal with, and simply mark their choice on that Word document, send it back to the Pacifica National Office, and then it's detached from the email so that there's no connection to who sent it, and it's counted up with witnesses. And in terms of delay, there's not one iota of delay because you still continue to have a chair pro tem while this process is going on. So there's no delay. And the idea that just the arbitrary list of people who happen to be at a given meeting, you know, people have legitimate reasons as well as less legitimate reasons for not being at meetings. You know, it can be anything from illness to international travel to any number of reasons. That doesn't necessarily say that they have no interest in the committee. So I think the fair thing is to allow all 15 members via email to have their input on who the officer should be.
Does anyone who hasn't spoken yet want to speak to this issue? Okay. So since there's been some objection, I'd like to go ahead and take a vote on it, which means I have to call the roll again. Let's see. So a yes vote means that we will, in fact, elect a chair through the method that Lydia suggested with a ballot. And should this pass, we'll have to take nominations for the position, and we'll also elect a secretary that way. A no vote means we won't do that. We'll go with the election that was done at the last meeting. Lydia?
Vanessa Tivistek, I have a question, please, about process.
Okay.
Okay, just a quick question. So if I'm understanding what Lydia's suggesting, it's the email with a Word document that can be detached and therefore count as kind of a secret ballot, if I'm understanding.
Right.
Then tonight we would, the members present would nominate people to be the chair. And so if this process allows everybody on the committee to vote, then it doesn't seem to allow everybody on the committee to nominate. And I'm not suggesting
You can nominate someone who's not here.
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't give the people who are not here an opportunity to nominate. And I'm not saying that I'm in favor or not in favor of it, but if the whole point of this longer process, rather than just getting it done tonight, based on who's present, is to include everybody, then that's a missing part, unless there's something I'm not understanding. So just a question.
Well, we could amend the motion to include ask the whole board to nominate people, if you would like. Would you like to make that amendment? I mean, we could do it that way too. I mean, so what could happen is an email would be sent to everybody on the board, asked to come back within, say, 3 days with a nomination, and then whoever gets nominated would be put, again, would be sent out to the board, not the board, the committee, and people would be asked to vote on it. So we could do that. If you'd like to make that as an amendment, it's in order.
I'll make that as an amendment.
Okay.
But could I get on the stack? It's James. Just be mindful of the time frame that you allot, that it doesn't violate the bylaws. Like, if it has to be a week's notice, then make sure it's a week's notice rather than 2 days.
A week's notice for what?
For any announcements, maybe. I mean, just to give fair notice, right? I don't know exactly what the bylaws say. I know for a meeting you should give 7 days. So
yeah, but we don't need that for this at all. We're not having a meeting. We're just asking people to respond to a communication in a certain time. So, speaking to Vanessa's amendment. I think in terms of time for the actually cast the ballot, we should perhaps give 7 days.
So does it have to be seconded or anything, or just?
Say it again.
That I may have to be seconded.
No, in a committee, you don't need motions. Don't need to be seconded.
Okay.
Is there any objection to Vanessa's amendment? Okay, hearing none. Then, is there any objection to the motion as amended, which is that we follow the procedure Lydia suggested, and we would?
I object. I call for a vote.
Okay. So again, a yes vote is we're going to follow the procedure of being elected by the entire committee by a ballot. A no vote means we're going to go with the election that was occurred last time. So, Lydia.
Yes.
Muted. Okay. I'll call the whole roll in case people have come. Sharon Agamir. Mal Bernstein. Vanessa.
And yes.
Nancy Henschel. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Pat Logan.
No.
Tony Norman. Myself, I vote yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Manisha Saba. Manisha, you were here. Are you muted? Well, we can't hear you. Dina Pollard-Sachs, John Wenger?
No.
And Jane Zara?
Yeah, but what's the time frame for nominations and then for elections?
I suggested 3 days for nominations.
Yeah. All right, I think
okay,
it should
so,
be seven, but in all fairness.
You think it should what?
I think it should be seven for both, but that's just me.
Well, we're not going to meet for a month, so it's okay with me. Is there any objection to giving people 7 days for a nomination?
No.
I didn't hear any then. Let's make it seven. Okay, so that motion passes. The vote was 6-2. And I will send out an email with asking people to nominate people for the board to be the chair. Okay, good. That handles that. Now, the purpose, I'm still fiddling with it, trying to find the place where it actually defines what it says about the governance committee. I think I'm almost there.
Mr. Chair, I think also Bob has encapsulated it before for us when he was chair of this committee.
I'm sorry, what? What?
I said Bob Lederer has been chair of the committee also. He might be able to summarize it. Bob, is he on?
Well, I've got it in front of me. I'll tell you what it says.
Oh, you do that.
Specifically.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
So the governance committee is a standing committee of the PNB, the governance committee shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. So regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. And I guess I would add to that, it's to handle issues involving the sort of institutional structure of the organization of the Pacifica Foundation. So I know, Bob, would you like to add to that?
No, I don't really have anything to add.
Could you give just one example of, like, when you say issues about institutional structure, just one example?
Okay, so this is something that actually happened while I was chair a while back. We had a question about we have a provision in the bylaws that you can have a recall election. But we had no procedures for a recall election. And so there was someone was recalled. There was procedures for how you initiated it, but there was no procedure as to how to carry it out. And so the governance committee spent, must have been 3 months, actually, crafting a whole set of, you know, when people have to be notified, what they're entitled to in the terms of being able to rebut charges, all that stuff. And that was eventually passed by the PNB. And now that's policy for any kind of recall election. So that's one thing. And then the bylaws, last year we had a whole bunch of bylaws amendments, and I suspect we'll have a bunch this year as well. And that's, in fact, it doesn't have to be a function of the governance committee, but it took it on as provide a place where these things could be discussed. It really only requires 6 members of the PMD to propose something for a bylaws amendment, and then it goes to the OSBs. and the board itself. But does that give you the idea, Vanessa?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. So let's move on then to national elections. Lawrence, you proposed it. What did you have in mind?
Excuse me, George, we skipped over nominations for officers.
I thought we were going to do that by sending out a...
Oh, we were going to do both.
Do both. You would like to do both, is that right, Bob?
Well, I thought that's what we had decided.
It wasn't clear to me, but that's fine with me. Let me just take nominations for the people here. So are there nominations for, let's do the chair first.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia, good.
I nominate George Ryder.
Okay, I accept. Other nominations for chair? Okay, so I'll send it out to everybody else with me as one nomination, and they should submit any others. How about secretary?
I thought we were doing this online.
We're doing it both.
Vanessa's amendment, as I understood it, was that we would give the people who weren't here an opportunity to nominate people for the chair.
Why are we doing both? I mean, we have such precious time. I thought we just sort of...
Bob wanted to do both, and I didn't see any reason not to. And
there's no harm. It sounds like it's done anyway. There's one nomination, which I agree with, and so then people will have an additional opportunity online.
Yes.
Right. And how about secretary? Is anyone willing to do secretary? That would be good. I'm sorry, did I hear someone? The secretary really should be responsible for collecting the agenda and for getting out the minutes. It's an important position. I hope someone will do it. Do you have any nominations for someone who might want to do it? Okay, well, hearing none, I will send out the email tonight asking that it be come back within 7 days, and that there will be no nomination for secretary, and I'll be nominated for chair. Okay, so let's move on then to national elections. Lawrence, what was it you wanted to put forward before the committee?
Well, what I wanted to bring up was, you know, along with Pat's concern about the seriousness of the fact that there isn't any notice or any hiring of a national election supervisor. There has been no indication from the PNO, the Pacifica National Office, that we are intending to hold elections. On the Order Committee public call, and last night we had a report from the IED, and I asked her if we are intending to hold elections. And what I got was the concern about the cost of the elections, the concern, but no real concrete answer. And we're already late into the process, as you know. So I think one of the concerns... I understand it's the expense, but I also understand it's the quorum issue. That's why I was kind of trying to roll this issue into the bylaws amendment as well. So, I'd like to hear what others have to say about, the seriousness of not hiring a national election supervisor or local election supervisors or... the silence from the national office in regards to that.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to that?
Can you hear me?
I do. Is that Lydia?
It's Jane.
Was that Lydia?
No, it's Jane there.
Was Jane? Okay. Jane? Anybody else?
Bob.
Anyone else? Okay, Jane, go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm wondering, what I'm questioning, and this is how the elections sort of merge into the bylaws and the whole governance question. What I'm wondering is the validity of having a 24-member board from the community, the expenses of it, and actually the ability of a 24-member community-elected board to function. And, you know, I think having these officers actually navigates the system and makes it as objective as can be, but I don't know why that number was arrived at, and I have no bias either way. I'm very new to this process. I'm just looking at the ability of a 24-member board, the expenses that are incurred, $11,000 for us, it's coming up again, and how functional the board is, and if we can address in a systemic way, why this is the best form of governance and wisdom for expenses.
Jane, my understanding of what Lawrence was raising was the question of, it's in the bylaws that we're supposed to have elections. It appears that the bylaws are not being followed, or at least the timetable for the bylaws are not being followed, and he wanted to comment on that. There was actually a bylaws amendment proposed last time. It didn't pass to reduce the size of the board, and we can certainly discuss that when we get to that.
Okay.
But this, as I understood it, Lawrence, am I correct? You were concerned about the, you know, whether these elections are really going to happen. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know whether I'm muted or not. I'm sorry. I'm definitely concerned about the bylaws, but I'm also concerned about the possible legal implications of possible litigation if we do not hold the election. So, I mean, those are real concerns, and, you know, I also, of course, share Jane's concerns, but, you know, as you stated, the reduction of the boards did not pass as a bylaws amendment, so that deals with that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, those are my concern with the bylaws and the California Corporation Code and the possible legal challenge that may arise from a member of our foundation to, you know, and I don't want to incur any expense as a result of that as well, so.
Okay. Bob, you're on the stack?
Okay, thanks. Yes, I very much agree with Lawrence's perspective. I'm also, incidentally, the chair of the Elections Committee of the PNB, and we've discussed this extensively for at least the last 4 months at our monthly meetings, and have been quite frustrated that not only have the elections not gone as to the bylaws timetable, which calls for hiring a national election supervisor in March, but the interim executive director has not responded to a single email that we've sent her, just simply asking for an update. We, the committee, drafted a suggested text of a job description and an ad that could be placed for the National Election Supervisor. We sent that to her in February, and we've passed now, I believe it's possibly three different motions, none of which have seen their way to the meeting of the PNB, simply saying follow the bylaws and move forward. And finally, let me remind those who were on the call last month, and for those who weren't, this will be news to you, that according to my notes, this committee, the Governance Committee, passed a motion last month recommending to the PNB that the elections proceed with no later than the 60-day delay allowed by the California Corporation Code. So that's it. So that needs to be put on the agenda for the PNB's meeting on Thursday. And I had thought that the Secretary Pro Tem, Anaget, was going to do that, but I don't know if that ever happened.
Would you like to make the same motion now?
Well, I don't really think it's needed for a committee to pass the same motion it passed at its last meeting.
No.
No,
I'm just informing people that that happened and that I'm asking, since we don't have a secretary, I guess I'm now asking the chair pro tem if he would take responsibility to forward it to the PNB before tomorrow night's PNB meeting.
Yes, I will do that. Do you have the actual wording of it? Is there any record of it that I could
I have my to? Own notes of the wording, which I'm happy to send you. You know.
Okay. Then I guess I can back and listen to the tape if I need
sure,
to.
Sure, if you need to. I mean, there wasn't a lot of controversy
enough.
About it.
Right.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, there are a couple of the issues, and I'm also on the Elections Committee, but I think that they have direct relevance to governance and its purview, one of which is, is it the PMB or is it staff, in this case our executive director, that's staff, that can supersede the timeline in the bylaws, that can act as something that we believe by virtue of the bylaws is the charge of governance of the PMB in particular, the directors of the foundation. So that's a governance issue. The other issue is another bylaws issue, which is we have had a going concern from the auditors for 2 years. So we've been officially broke. We were broke before that, but we were officially super broke. And so, you know, it's not like we didn't know last November, which would have been the time when we notify our electorate, where we notify the membership as mandated in the bylaws. So the bylaws foresee the instance in which there would be exigent circumstances where we would not be able to hold our elections by the original timetable. But it requires that you notify the membership several months in advance of that. And that's the problem, is if somebody has a timeline in mind, they should be letting the members know, since theoretically the members were entitled to nominate themselves or to be nominated as delegates and as candidates. So that's a governance issue. These are governance issues as well as an election committee issue that I think we need to take up. But I do support sending that motion as part of governance report tomorrow.
Okay.
And as a director, I'm happy to see to it.
Okay, good. Actually, it would be more effective, Lydia, if you took it on, since you'll actually be there.
Okay, that's fine.
And see to it that it's on the on the agenda.
Okay.
You raised the question. I guess I would like to discuss it in this context of who has the right to supersede the bylaws. I'm paraphrasing it, but it seems to me that actually no one does. Perhaps in the case of financial exigency, I'm not sure whether we can cancel election or not, but it clearly has to be the board if that's going to be the justification for it. Otherwise, I think Lawrence is completely correct. We are opening ourselves up to serious financial penalties for not following our own bylaws in an issue which is really critical to the whole structure of the organization. I mean, it's based on giving listeners an opportunity to somehow choose the people they want running the place, and to prevent them from doing that is an extreme violation of the bylaws. And I'm not sure. I mean, that's my take on it. Does anybody else want to speak to that?
What's the muting code, please?
I'm sorry?
What is the code for muting the calls? I got some barking dogs I want to squelch.
Pound on one, I believe. Is that right?
Okay. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to that?
Yes. This is Vanessa. I just have a question. I'm coming into the middle of the discussion, and I just wanted to try to get some context again. So the general issue is that the bylaws stipulate that there's supposed to be a national election supervisor to manage the election of the PNB. Someone said in the bylaws that we are supposed to have an election, so the we is the PNB.
It's an election for the LSBs, and then the LSBs.
Okay, and so how long has this been an issue? It sounds like it's been an issue for several months. You know, several emails to the IED not answered. The elections committee is dealing with it. Other people are concerned about it in terms of the liability.
Yes.
Okay, so for about 6 months or so. Okay, so has the governance committee dealt with it at all?
Well, the first meeting of the governance committee was last month, and they dealt with it in the sense that Bob just mentioned, which was that they passed a resolution that said hold the election according to the bylaws. Go ahead and elect go ahead and hire an election supervisor and get it started.
Okay, so the reference that someone made to that vote was that nothing has happened. It didn't make its way up the proper channel. Was it forwarded to the IED or whomever it should have been forwarded to?
Well, everything we do on the governance committee needs to be forwarded to the PNB for action. So we're a committee of the PNB, and so we basically say to the PNB, you should act on this. You should see to it that the IED actually conducts this election.
Okay, and so it was forwarded to the PNB?
Probably not. I'm not on it, but Lydia or Lawrence, you're on it, aren't you?
Yeah, Lawrence.
No,
I'm not. I just want to comment on something. Let me know when it's appropriate.
Well, go ahead, because I'm just trying to figure out the whole thing and put it in context. So.
Well, let me try to get an answer to the question. Was that motion from the – I gather it was never actually got to the PNB.
The motion was made last month at the governance committee meeting, the PNB governance committee meeting we had. And it was supposed to be forwarded to the by the Secretary Pro Temp, which I'm sorry, I can't pronounce her name. We don't know if it was forwarded or not, but I think that's the request that Bob is making. I have a question, and maybe one of the directors could answer it.
Bob, do you know whether it was forwarded?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking any of the directors who are on this call.
Okay.
Maybe they can answer it.
If it was forwarded, it should be in the agenda.
This is Tony Norman, director. I think we have it on our agenda to be considered at this tomorrow night.
Well, are you sure you're not thinking of a similar motion from the elections committee?
That may very well be. Is there a difference? I mean,
yes. I mean, not in substance, but in wording. So
I think the issue that, but all of those issues are supposedly to be discussed on the agenda tomorrow night. But.
All right. Well, I would still urge that just in case that
yes.
George forward
okay.
it, you know, formally.
But indeed, the governance committee can make a recommendation just to underline the importance of it.
Right.
Lawrence, back, just real quick.
Yeah. Okay, so
I have a question.
I'm sorry, Vanessa, was Vanessa speaking, I believe.
Okay.
I think that's the best we can do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that's the best we can do. We think, but we're not sure. The issue will be there from the elections committee. We don't know for sure whether it's there from the governance committee. And I will send an email to the secretary making sure that it's there, and Lydia will raise it when it comes up. Is there anything else about that, Vanessa?
No, that catches me up. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence. What did you want to say?
The question, I don't know, maybe you or one of the former directors and one of the present directors can answer this question. It's my understanding, and I may be wrong, I may be misquoting somebody, but it takes a simple complaint by any citizen in the state of California or any member that's a proprietor of this foundation to file a complaint with the Attorney General to make sure that these elections are held. Is that correct?
I can't answer it. Can anybody answer it who's on the call?
Well, this is Lydia. I mean, that's probably correct in terms of anyone can make a complaint in or out of the foundation, about the foundation, I think, to anybody. But
But there is a website for the Attorney General. I don't know what the process would be, etc.
I think, Lawrence, to speak to what I take is the question behind the question, which is that I don't have much doubt that if we don't have these elections, there'll be some group of people who have in fact been disenfranchised who are going to protest it and are going to sue for it. And my wife is raising her hand.
I agree. That's my concern.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else about this national election issue and it not going forward that we need to address?
Vanessa, I just wanted to ask another question. Is there a timeline
in which
it's supposed to happen, by which it's supposed to happen?
Yes, there is. And it's in the bylaws.
And do you happen to know what it is?
No, but Bob does. Bob?
Yes. Okay, the bylaws calls for the hiring of the National Election Supervisor in March, the opening of nominations on June 1st, the closing of nominations on June 30th.
Wow.
The record date, which means the deadline for becoming a member with voting rights, is a range between 45 and 60 days before ballots are mailed, and that date in the bylaws is August 15th. And the ballots are to be returned by September 30th, counted by October 15th, subject to up to a four-week extension if needed to meet quorum. And the whole process must be concluded by the end of December so that the newly elected board members can be seated in the month of December.
That's and so at this point, nothing has happened?
Correct.
Wow.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
So this is a question. Bob also raised the issue that per California Corporations Code, the election cannot be delayed more than 2 months. I know Director Rosenberg believes that 2 months applies for the delay of the receipt of the ballots only. So I think, you know, by definition, we have to decide what constitutes the election. From my point of view, it's the entire process constitutes the election, but not like election day or simply the mailing of the ballot. But again, point of discussion, question, and Bob may have some input as well on this.
Did you want to respond to that, Bob?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I can't interpret California law. I would just say that if you look at the calendar, if Pacifica doesn't get this going soon, that law or no law, they're not going to be able to even come close to, you know, even any interpretation of a 60-day delay.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
So the other relevant issue from the bylaws is the restriction on extending one's terms, and that I can tell you, since I was part of the 1999 suit, that is something that both the Attorney General and the courts take very, very seriously. If there is anything that directors are doing to extend their own terms, which by necessity this would happen, you can't have a foundation without directors. So if you don't have an election, you end up with extending people's terms. So that's another huge legal hurdle that would have to be overcome. So the main point is you just have to have them and you have to have them now. We can come up with future remedies. Our previous election supervisor came up with a process for sortition worthy of, you know, some discussion. I don't think it received much traction on the elections committee, but certainly there are other. The one member on this committee was mentioning, is this the best way for governance, you know, to govern a nonprofit? And it may not be. I mean, certainly we have revamped our structure before, or we can tweak it, or we can find ways to save money and the size of the boards, blah, blah. All of that can be discussed, but we do need to move on it. And on that issue, governance can play a huge role if we can put our heads together and come up with some recommendations.
This is Vanessa again, please. Bob, you laid out the time frame, and clearly nothing has happened, so it's way off the time frame. What is there a point of no return, like a date by which if X doesn't happen, or that it should happen by that date in order to try to be in compliance? Is there such a date?
I don't know that anyone has done those calculations, and some of it depends on a judgment about how much time is needed for each step. I mean, the bylaws has a very prescribed, you know, the nominations must be 30 days and other things must be this number of days and that number of days. So, you know, I mean, someone could do the arithmetic to figure out if that set of intervals between events is preserved, you could figure out what would be the date of no return. And then you could look at whether any of those things could be at all shaved, you know, so.
Would it be the role of this committee, of the governance committee, to do that, to take a look at, you know, calculating the dates, the time frames, and seeing, you know, it's like if we act by such and such a date, we can kind of salvage the process?
Well, my own advice, since the elections committee has spent years becoming experts on every step of the process and everything that's ever gone wrong, which, as we all know, many things have gone wrong, I think it would be, if there is to be that kind of process, which I don't recommend because I think the process just needs to start and not start tinkering with, well, let's rush this part of it, let's rush that part. But if it does have to happen, I think the elections committee would be a better venue to do that than this committee.
Okay. So do you plan to do that? I'm so sorry, just one more question. Does the election committee plan to do that for tomorrow's P&B meeting so that they can maybe consider that that recommendation?
Well, the elections committee just met two nights ago, and we didn't approach it that way because our priority is getting a clear commitment from the P&B to move forward quickly. Obviously, if they don't, then we'll definitely have to look into this whole issue at our next meeting.
Okay.
And I think we're in essentially the same position, that the critical element is to insist that there actually be an election and an election supervisor be hired as soon as possible.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
If we look at last year's timeline, we almost took it to the limit. I mean, obviously it created a horrendous situation in D.C., for example, and in L.A. and so forth. And, of course, that in L.A. it meant it was due to quorum issues. But we took it up through the holidays, it ended up. And yes, we had some delays because of Sandy and so forth, but basically it was because we delayed the whole timeline. So if we take last year's timeline, that's probably as far as you can take it without causing a whole lot of other problems. But in terms of governance, although we probably shouldn't come up with the entire formula of the timeline, you know, we can say it certainly can't go beyond and then say whatever it was last year. But the other issue is that the executive director did say 2 to 3 meetings ago of the PMB that at the next meeting she was going to come up with a timeline but has not done so. And that's because the PMB directors were raising the issue. So, I wouldn't wait for that. I think the committee should move forward, and whatever work we can do to facilitate that, it might be helpful. Thank you.
Lydia, can I just ask you, what was the time frame last year? When did they start?
August 1st. Nominations
August
opened
1st.
August 1st, exactly 60 days late.
Okay, but they already had the National Election Supervisor. They already had that part.
He was hired late. I don't remember exactly when, but it was not within the time prescribed by the bylaw. In other words, he didn't have the interval between his hiring and the opening of nominations that he was supposed to have. So he had to scurry to hire 5 local election supervisors, prepare all the paperwork, forms, get the websites in shape, et cetera, do all this work to be ready to open nominations on August 1st.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to move on. Is there any objection to moving on to the next item? Which would be timeline for bylaws. Lydia, that's how you express it. What would you like to put before the committee?
I'm not ready for it, but I think that we need to, for the next meeting, I'm happy to have some email exchanges. First of all, are we on a government gov committee list? Serve?
Yeah.
Thing where we can communicate or what's going on?
Yeah, gov list should work for everybody on the committee, G-O-V-L-I-S-T.
Okay, so we can trust, is that the KPFTX one or the Yahoo one?
That's the KPFTX one, yes.
Okay, so if that's working, all of us should be on there, right?
That's correct.
Okay, but anyway, so I can take a look at it and put something out to the full committee and see what that looks like. We've done it, George and I worked on this last year and came up with a formula, because it's like the elections where there's a certain amount of time you have to advertise the bylaws changes. I'm more concerned this year about any bylaws that affect the elections in the time frame. I don't know if the way they're dragging on, maybe we can get them done in time, because I think the quorum one we could, because it wouldn't be relevant till the backside, but even at that, we're lagging behind. But the PNB is meeting every 2 weeks, on the other hand. So I will commit to drafting something for the committee to weigh in on, and then...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone else want to speak to the question of revising the bylaws and what role the committee will play in that?
Okay. So I think even though it takes six directors to put forward an amendment, a bylaws amendment, you have to get buy-in from not only the six the other directors on the board. You have to have that that majority vote. And by the way, when it comes to bylaws amendments and at the LSB, it's the majority of everyone on the committee, not simply everyone present. So or on the LSB, not simply everyone present. So, but anyway, so there are a lot of challenges to getting a bylaws amendment passed. However, it can be done. And one of the things that I found so valuable, and George and I, as many people know, we don't agree on a whole host of issues, but what I thought was really important that George did as chair last year is that we just had some great committee of the whole types of discussions about these bylaws changes. And I thought it was extremely helpful because there are things that you never think of, nuances. And sometimes I know one member said, well, how about reducing the size of the boards? It wasn't that you didn't have a majority of people wanting to reduce the size of the boards. I think you did. Not necessarily the LSU, but definitely the PNB. However, how you do it is where you end up losing some votes. Who is it that you're going to lop off? How do you configure the percentage of, is it, you know, by percentage or number that you reduce the size by class and so forth? So there's a lot to consider, and this is the committee that's tasked with at least looking at those issues. And it may not result in the amendment that ultimately goes to the board, but at least it's aired here, because all of us represent our LSBs as well, and we have to take those amendments and lobby for or against them at our LSB meetings. So this committee is really valuable in that sense.
Could I get on the stack? It's Jane.
Jane, you're good.
Okay, I think those comments are great of everyone, especially the previous speaker. But I also want to be mindful of how we define committee members, because what I'm seeing is a problem with committee membership in terms of accountability. Is it, you know, your attendance? Is it that you receive emails and never respond? I mean, there's got to be some accountability for people participating actively on committees. And I think it's sort of a rampant problem in that people are spread really thin and they're on a lot of committees. But if membership is defined, then the quorum issue is not as big a deal, because you can lack a quorum because you have people whose email bounced for 3 months on a committee. And I'm not saying that exists for this committee, but it's something as being mindful of governance is, I think, an acute problem, you know, with Pacifica in general. So
the problem is, well, I'm not quite sure whether you're suggesting we make a bylaws change in terms of how we run the committees, but in terms of essentially getting rid of members who aren't really participating, if you haven't been at two meetings where there was a quorum, you get a message that says if you're not at the third, you're off the committee.
Yeah.
And the chair is supposed to monitor that sort of thing. It helps to have a list of everybody who's actually been there and a published minutes, so that this sort of issue isn't really debatable. But that is the rule as it stands.
Yeah.
George, may I ask you a question about that? Are excused
sure.
absences? I mean, I'm assuming that these two absences yeah. from a meeting are like unexcused, like the person just doesn't get in contact. So if a person has to work or they're sick or something, does that then negate them being absent, or it doesn't count against them?
There are no excused absences on committees. So it's
wow.
just a question
okay.
whether you showed up or didn't.
Okay.
Good reason or bad.
This is Lydia to the SEC.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
But there's also the actual motions that was passed actually by governance, and I may be wrong, but I think Bob authored it, but correct me wherever. Is that after those three absences, there still has to be a written notification to the member as well as a phone call for the very reason that someone just pointed out.
It's after two absences. You have to do that.
Yes.
That's right. They have to be notified both by email and by a phone call. That's right. You still there, Lydia?
Well, may I use this opportunity just to ask a question? It's a general question, but I think it applies to what we're talking about in terms of our participation, you know, in the meetings. How
is that Vanessa or Pat or
yes,
Jane? Or?
Sorry, it's Vanessa.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
So just really fast, the first meeting of the governance committee was last month. So is that the term? Is that when the term started for the new governance committee was in May? So it goes from what? May to May, so it starts in May.
No, it goes from May to January. The committee should have been put together right after the first meeting of the PNB in January.
Ah.
And that's what's supposed to happen, but it didn't happen.
So it's an 8 months or whatever that is, May to January? That's the normal, usual term of the governance committee?
No. It's varied from year to year. So, sometimes people have really, and it's really the offices of the PNB that have to require this, and they have to work with the LSB chairs to make it happen. But sometimes the committees are actually put in place within a few weeks, and they begin in late January, early February.
Oh,
and
I
they
see.
Serve till, yeah.
Okay, so it should have been from January to January, theoretically, ideally.
Theoretically, yes.
Bob,
okay, gotcha.
Good, Bob.
Yeah, just having been part of several committees over the years and watched the patterns, it's a bit of a crazy quilt. You know, the tenure on committees is completely dependent on the schedule of each of the five LSBs. So, you know, the one LSB may elect its folks in January, another one in February, another in March, another in April, and so people cycle in and out of the committee based on when their LSB elects the new group. And until they elect the new group, the old group continues to serve, I mean, unless they've been term limited. So there's no kind of formal, like, now we're at this year's committee, although the protocol has been followed informally that generally elections of permanent officers are postponed until all five LSBs have elected their reps. And in this case, that didn't happen till May. But, you know, there's no rule about that. It's just kind of courtesy.
Okay.
Actually, Bob, there was put in place by the PNB the requirement that the LSBs send somebody up within, I forget the period, I think it was 2 weeks of the end of the of when the PNB met, or 3 weeks, I'm not sure what. Anyway, In other words, immediately after the PNB meeting, the LSB was supposed to meet and elect people to the committee. So, but that wasn't really, it was followed 1 year. It was never followed again, as far as I know. But that is actually, that was a rule that was intended to avoid the kind of problem we're at where the committees become dysfunctional because they haven't got a membership until May. Is there anything else on the bylaws issue? Okay, we need to set a meeting date. I haven't had a chance really to look at the calendar, but is anybody who has got a suggestion? We had the meeting on the third Monday of the month. I don't know what's happening now. If you give me a moment, I'll bring it back up.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
No, John Winger made a suggestion. He suggested the fourth Monday of each month, and that's why my question started out with Bob. Wasn't that when elections voted to do this? I'm going to get
yes.
Out.
Yes, that is, that's precisely what elections voted 2 days ago.
Right, but he said when he looked at the calendar, it was free. So my question
right.
is, you posted for the wrong date, or?
No. What happened was we made an exception for July because we felt due to the urgency of moving forward with elections, we would have two meetings in July, one on the 8th, which is the second Monday, and one on the 29th, which is the fifth Monday. But thereafter, what we voted was, in other words, starting with August, which we haven't posted it publicly yet, but starting in August, we will go forward on the fourth Monday each month for the rest of the year.
May I recommend you do that right away?
Okay, sure.
Oh, it's on there. I see it.
I'd like to suggest the third Monday. It's actually free next month. It's free. Not free the following month. It conflicts with the KPFK governance meeting. I don't know if there's anybody who's on this committee who's also on the KPFK governance committee, but it's
Lydia and John Winger.
Oh, wonderful.
And Lawrence. Everyone at KPFK that's on this committee is on that committee.
Oh, great.
But
you have a suggestion?
Depending on what this committee votes on, we can also consider moving that committee because we haven't voted on a permanent date, and there was a lot of confusion last month.
Well, actually, I also see.
Am I unmuted?
The fourth Wednesday.
John Winger, is with you?
Lydia had asked a question.
Yeah, I heard her discussion, but I was muted. I was trying to get on and respond to it since it was my item.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, so okay, it's unfortunate. And now I understand what happened when Bob explained that they're on the fifth Monday for July, but thereafter have voted for the fourth Monday. And there was some early discussion we had before we hit quorum when people were coming in. The observation is that at KPFK we selected long ago, it's our tradition to meet in the third week of the month, and we split our meetings between Wednesday evenings and Saturday afternoons. It works out best for us if our local governance committee meets just prior to, as late as possible, within a couple of days of our actual LSB meeting. And the problem is that apparently the various LSBs all meet at different, not all at different times, but they meet at lots of different times, which means that there are conflicts with the various committees. The simplest thing we can do right now, the absolute simplest thing, is to do what we did last year, which is for PNB governance to take the third Monday and for KPFK governance to take the second Monday. And what that means is that KPFK governance sometimes meets 9 days, a week and a half ahead of its LSB meeting, which is too bad. And we did it before, and we can live with it. All it does is slow us down and make us less efficient. What would really be nice is if we could
rationalize, and maybe the word is harmonize, the coordination of the meetings across the five stations. That is to say, we don't need, if we met at either all in the same times or at least pretty close to the same times, that would be useful. So, for example, I noticed in preliminary discussion that three of the five LSBs meet on the third Wednesday. KPFK does half the time, and I think, I can't remember now which was, I think it was D.C. and New York also meet on the third Wednesday, but whatever it is, it's a couple of them. And if the other ones would as well, that would free up more days for the committee meetings. So that's just a matter of discussion. But the bottom line is to do something simple. Right now, we should put the PNB on the third Monday, and then KPFK will just be booted back to the second Monday. But long term, we should try to harmonize the meetings so we can free up more days for committee meetings.
This is Lydia.
Okay, so the suggestion has been, I'll get to you in just a moment, Lydia. So the suggestion was to adjust the KPFK meetings so that we can have this meeting on the third Monday, as has been traditional, at least last year. And Lydia, you're KPFK. What do you think about that?
No, I think that that's excellent, because the conflict we've had locally at KPFK is that it also conflicts with the local finance committee. Now, no one here is on the finance committee.
Okay.
Well, I sort of am. I haven't been making it because it's awkward, but.
Well,
Lawrence, sorry.
Yeah, so let's go with that second Monday for KPFK. And for the 8th, it's not a problem. We can, because the elections committee is over by 10:30, and that's when our governance committee starts. So we're good.
This is Vanessa from PFW.
Wait, just a moment.
I'm sorry, Lawrence
wanted to be on the stack, and who's speaking now?
Lawrence, I guess. I can use to Vanessa, if she'd like. Go ahead, Vanessa.
No, that's okay. It's about the date, but go ahead.
Okay, so there might be a problem with that. I don't mean to throw a wrench in the spoke of the wheel, but there may be a problem with that in terms of having to, because we're scheduled to meet on the third Monday of the month in July, John, so I don't know how you are going to choose to fix that, but.
Well, the problem I have with it is that I want to attend the Finance Committee meeting, and they've chosen, even though we've had it for a long time, they chose the third Monday, which conflicts right now with our attempt to do PNB governance. This is an example of it, literally within KPFK, where people are just saying, well, the people who attended the Finance Committee meeting voted to have it on a particular date, and that's a problem. So we have this situation. I can't be in two places at once. For this next month, they're going to meet during the day, and so there's no conflict with governance meeting in the evening.
Okay.
We need a long-term solution for this, and I've been trying to propose to people that we plan ahead and harmonize these meetings, but nobody ever wants to do it. This is a time we should plan ahead, and we really need some help from the other LSBs. I'd like to know when the other LSBs meet, and if there's any possibility at all so that we can have the LSBs meet on, for example, in the third week of the month, then we'd at least know when it is. Right now, they're not even posted to the KPFTX calendar.
This is
John, real quick, the governance committee for KPFK is scheduled to meet the fourth Monday of the month this month, so it won't conflict with the National Governance Committee meeting on the third Monday of the month. And the Finance Committee meeting meets during the day now from I believe, 11 to 1.
Okay, so
12 to 3.
Let me try to summarize what I think is the case at the moment, and then, Lydia, I'll get to you. If we move the KPFK, if you all are willing to move the KPFK Governance Committee to somewhere else other than the third Monday of the month, we can have the time from now until our term expires for that block of time. Go ahead, Lydia.
That's what I was going to say. We can work out the alternate dates locally here at our next meeting. Put it on the agenda.
Good.
Thank you.
So then is there any objection to the third Monday of the month?
Yes.
Okay, who's
this
that?
This is Vanessa. Okay, this is Vanessa. This is what I was trying to interject.
Okay.
I have no choice but to go with what works for the greatest number of people, and which is why I wanted to be really clear about if there were excused absences and you guys are picking a date that falls on exactly the same time as a professional meeting that I have. I'm a labor rep, and we have a citywide labor meetings every third Monday. So while those meetings start at 6:30, I can't guarantee that they would be over by the time that this meeting starts. I'd be literally, well, it's on the phone. I mean, this meeting's on the phone, but, you know, trying to, you know, it's a back-to-back commitment. So it's not ideal for me at all. And while I have the floor for a second, that when you send out whatever date works for most people, to also mention the sanctions, that there are no excused absences, and if you miss two, you'll be notified if you miss another one. Maybe you just think everybody's not, you know, on this call, participating in this meeting, and I think that's a pretty heavy sanction, and that people at least should be aware of it. And so I want to speak now while I have the opportunity to say third Monday is not ideal for me at all, but you guys have been part of this process longer than I have, and so I defer to that. But I certainly don't want to agree to a date that I know that's not going to work, knowing what the sanctions are.
Tony, Norman.
Okay, Tony, and then I think that was probably Lydia. Good, Tony.
I just want to quickly say we also have a CAB meeting that third Monday, WPFW. Community Advisory Board meeting.
And you're on that? You can't be on that.
I'm not on it, but we usually work together and I attend it. I'm just pointing that out.
Okay.
And Bob for the stack.
I think I heard Lydia and then Bob.
Yeah, Lydia was ahead of me.
Oh, well, no. Go ahead because I screwed up. I mean, I thought I had a solution, but keep going. Go back to Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Well, I don't have a particular date to propose, but I think it was Vanessa who had the regular commitment on the third Monday. Is that?
I do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, every committee I've ever been on has always deferred to any member who has a regular schedule conflict, that we would just never – it would be really, you know, unfair and disrespectful to schedule our date for something that we know one member can never be there. It's one thing if it's just a one-shot thing. Then that may happen. But not a consistent thing. So I think we should look elsewhere.
Hey, now this is Lydia.
Yeah, okay, Lydia.
It looks to me, flipping through the calendars, that the fourth Wednesday seems to be clear.
I have a regular meeting. I would have suggested it, but.
Okay, and then, of course, Fridays.
Fridays suck.
I know. That's why nobody. That's why they're all clear.
Is there? What about the first Thursday or the third Thursday? I know I have commitments on second and fourth Thursdays, but the first or third.
Let's check that.
I have a regular commitment on the first Thursday, but I can go with the third Thursday.
When is the PMB? Let's see. PMB meets twice a month now.
Yeah,
no, they're doing, it looks like second and fourth.
What about the first? Okay. We have a suggestion of the first or third Thursday.
On first Thursday. Tom.
We had a regular commitment on the first, so the third Thursday. Lawrence, did you want to speak to that, or you had some other suggestion?
Yeah, that looks good.
The development committee meets in August on the third Thursday. What about the first Wednesday?
I just wanted to speak clearly to the fact that I think a lot of this confusion about Mondays came up because KPFK was the governance committee was meeting on the third Monday of the month.
Yeah.
And we're looking at switching into the second Monday, so it looks like the fourth Monday will still be open.
Now, the elections. Elections.
Elections, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the first Wednesday? It's open.
Before we leave that, we had the third Thursday. Now, there is a meeting in October of the Development Committee. Let's see.
They meet on the
third. Regularly meeting.
This is Lydia. If no one's on development from this committee, then it's not a conflict.
Well, then
that's
there's
right.
The streaming problem.
Except for streaming, yeah.
We can stream, too. They can do that. That's not a problem.
You mean there's two people available on the same night?
Yes, there has been.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm sorry. So I'm flipping through the first Wednesday was the other suggestion. That seems clear.
First
I'm good
Wednesday.
With that. I don't know about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a regular meeting on the first and the fourth Wednesdays.
The first Wednesday seems good.
I have a regular meeting there. I'm not
oh,
sure
you have. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we're back to the third Thursday?
I'm good with third Thursday.
Does anyone object to the third Thursday? Oh, good.
Well, I have a Justice Committee on the third Thursday every month. At the meeting.
I'm sorry, Lawrence, you have what?
I have a regular third Thursday of the month, our union meeting. As long as it's Wednesday and Thursday, it's the third Wednesday and third Thursdays, I have a union meeting back to back. And we're in bargaining right now, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because he said Tuesdays.
What about the fourth Thursdays?
The Pacifica Board meets them. They're meeting on the 2nd and 4th.
And the Finance Committee is on Tuesday.
On every Tuesday or a specific Tuesday per month?
Two of them. I forgot which two, but there's two of them.
So two of them could be available if we knew which two, theoretically, right?
The 2nd
yeah, but the
PNB,
if the PNB is...
Finance
the PNB is meeting on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays.
The Tuesdays, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tuesdays, like the first Tuesday is KPFT governance. Are you on your governance committee, George?
I'm not on that governance committee. I don't have a conflict with that.
And let's see, who else is from your station that's on this committee?
Nancy Henschel and...
Is she on governance locally?
I don't know. And I forget her first name. Pollard is her last name. And I don't know in either case whether they're on the governance committee.
Okay. So that's the first Tuesday. The second Tuesday is finance. Third Tuesday is coordinating. Fourth Tuesday is finance. So those are the two finance committee meetings, and the fifth one seems open. So I think the second Tuesday, I mean the first Tuesday, seems to be, and that was only for July. I don't know why it's not on there for August. The first Tuesday seems to be open all the way through December.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah. Okay.
How about the first Tuesday?
Works for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Jordan, will you put that on the calendar before someone else scoops it up?
Absolutely. I'll do it as soon as we hang up the phone.
And Bob, will you put the election committee on so nobody else scoops it up?
I did it while we were speaking.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that concludes the agenda. Is there anything else I've forgotten that we need to attend to?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
So that's first Tuesday through the rest of the year?
That's the idea.
What time is that? Is that at 8:30 or 9?
Oh, I you know what we forgot? We gave the 7 days for the nominations, and we didn't give a date for the deadline of submitting your ballot. Well, we have to have the ballot sent out thereafter, and then I guess maybe the third week for the...
7 days for that, too, I think is fine.
Well, but it has to be after the nominations.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But somebody, after they get the nominations, will have to do the ballot. Who is that?
I'll do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, and what is the deadline to submit your ballot?
Will be, I don't know, 15 days from now.
As long as it's before the first Tuesday of what?
Well, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Just a minute.
Are we saying the first
July?
Why? No, I don't think so.
There's not enough time for anything.
Right. So it would be the first Tuesday of August. Is that our next meeting?
Wow.
That's kind of a ways off, isn't it?
That is a ways.
How about if we have a special meeting at a time we can all, at least everybody who's here, can make? Say in July, in sort of the middle of July, sometime.
July 17th?
Like July 17th, the third Wednesday, yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Put it on the calendar right away.
Okay, could you repeat that?
So back to when we have to have our ballots in.
Yeah, so we'll have to have the ballots in. We have 4 days, 21 days. Let's say have to have the ballots in by the 9th of July or 10th of July.
No, are we going to give 7 days for nominations?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Okay, and so today's the 26th, so it's
That's 14 days from now.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so that would be July the 4th. That's not going to work. Why don't we give it... When are we going to close nominations? The 3rd of July? No, that's not a full 7 days. The 4th of July?
So just make it the end of the week, like the 5th of July, or...
They just have to send an email. I don't mind receiving emails on the 4th of July. I'm not that patriotic.
Okay. So the 4th of July is the deadline.
I
right,
don't think
for the nomination.
There are people who are going to be with their families. It's family time.
But they've got 7 days. They don't have to send it on the 4th.
All right.
They have 7 days.
I relent. Never mind. 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
And then why don't we just have the count on the 12th, Friday the 12th?
Friday the 12th is good. Yes, you're right.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So the 4th and the 12th are the two dates to remember.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Great, folks. Thanks for a good meeting. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, George. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
George, Pat?